this year, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Next Shabbos, we will lay Naftara of Shabbos HaGadol. So, Misad Hilchus Shabbos HaGadol, that's Naftara's next Shabbos, and HaGadol, the meaning to be the HaGadol, is next Shabbos. But the meaning to have the drush of Shabbos HaGadol, says Mishnah Berurah, is this Shabbos. Two Shabbos before. And Prevagadim explains, because next Shabbos already is too late for the Rav to get up to tell the Tzibur to be careful, to be nizer in certain halachas that are regarding to Pesach. It's already too late for them to make the achanas to change, to prepare for Pesach. So too, l'chara is all huadin when it comes to achana l'chag, preparation, in preparing ourselves for this tremendous yontif of Pesach. We have to start two Shabbosim earlier, and Be'ez Hashem will try to speak about the parasha, parashas Vayikra, and try to tie it in to the achana for Pesach. This parasha, the parasha of Yikra, starts off in the yonim of Karbonis. Starts off the carbon oila. It says in the pasuk, "A Pesach or Moed Yakuv Oisai Ritzoyna Yisnei Hashem." Rashi brings down the Torah's Kahanim and the Gemara that adds a stira, a contradiction in the words of the same pasuk. It says, "Yakuv Oisai." Chazal say, "Bring him." Even against his will, koifin oisai, you force him to bring the carbon. And the next word it says the ritzainoi, willingly. How could that be? So Chazal say that koifin oisai ad shiyami ritzani, you force him to the point that he will say, "I want." It will come to the ritzainoi. The Chasam Sefer in Sefer Teres Moshe wants to offer another teres to the stira based on a muscle. He gives the muscle to a peasant, the balagola, someone that grew up, lives in a small village. He's busy the whole day with his panasa from morning to night. He has no musagim and no idea or no concepts of Esek HaTorah and Dvarim Shel Ruchnius. If you will come over to this balagola, this peasant, and tell him, "Would you like to maybe take some time off the day and go learn, maybe even for an hour?" He'll look at you very, very strange, because no one that he knows in this town is busy with these things. They're only busy with the Yonim of Gashmius, a Yonim of making Parnassa. Continues the Chasam Sefer that this peasant, this balagola, this village person will come to Yerushalayim, and he'll see anashim gedolim. He'll see businessmen that are busy the whole day, only with Torah and Avodah. He'll go a little further to the Beis Hamikdash and see the Kahanim Avodasim. They're busy the whole day doing Avodah Hashem. He'll see the Shechina that is resting in the Mishkan. This yid is going to be a spoil. The rich shilavava are going to start craving for iskarvus Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for Torah, Tavoyas Hashem. And of course, in that moment, you come over to this person, the same person, you ask him, "Would you like to maybe take off some time in the day and learn maybe an hour?" And he'll say, "What? 1 hour? I want to learn at least 3 hours a day." With this muscle, says the Chasam Sefer Pshan the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "El Pesach El Moed Yaakov Oisai." El Pesach means when he's going to the Pesach El Moed. He's not there yet. He's far away from Pesach El Moed. You'll have to force him. But Lirisainoi, he'll do willingly when he comes to Sne Hashem. If he comes to Sne Hashem, then he's going to want willingly to bring the carbon. says Chasam Sefer, that's the Indian, and the Maisa Sheni, even though the Bailam Ish, the Maisa Sheni, he goes to the Yisrael, he doesn't give it to the Kohen. There's an Indian to go to Yishalayim and eat the Maisa Sheni. Who are then the mitzvah, the Makabal, Pnei Tam Chacham, the Makabal, the Rabbi, the Regal, this Indian to become the Snei Hashem, to acquire a different understanding that when a person comes to a different environment, he's surrounded by targeted people, his values change, his priorities in life change. I saw from Asher Chaim Lieberman Shlita that we could apply this also to the Yontif of Pesach. On one hand, we could view the Yontif of Pesach Rebuchino Yakriv Oisoi. Bal Karachoi, there's a tremendous pressure to make a Pesach. It's a hard work. To try to find good food that's Pesach thick, it's like a brach, and it tastes good. But if when a person will take a deeper look into the Yontif, the Pnimis Yontif, he can realize that the Yontif is also the Ritzoinoi, the Snei Hashem. And we know that Pesach is man of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't say Yitzias mi Mitzrayim. Yitzias from Mitzrayim. It says Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim going out. They're going out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim going out of us. It's a night that we can be oila from the Mem Tashari Tumma, the Tumtum Alev that holds back a Yid from feeling the true geshmak in the voice of Hashem, the true feeling for davening, the true feeling in a ma'aseh chesed, the shine that comes from a pure neshama. This is the zman that every yid can be zeicher to geula prati. Once a person will put himself in this mindset, that he's preparing for a yontif of the Snei Hashem. He's preparing a yontif of Geula. Then all the unimportant details, all the petty arguments over petty things that could very easily come up in the hectic times before Pesach, will automatically fall away because we're preparing for Yontif of the Snei Hashem. One of the powerful aces to be zeicher to come to have this mindset of preparing ourselves for such a tremendous Yontif of Snei Hashem is besides taking time out learning about the Yoni Pesach and Yoni Agodah, it's a daven. It's a daven in these days before Pesach, the end of Shemoneh Esrei, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to be mekayim the mitzvah and all the mitzvahs of Yontif and to be zeicher to mekabel all the tremendous hashpois and matonis that the Yontif, the special Yontif, has to offer, and not to be distracted but all the superficial things that could take us away from this yontif. And the more we get focused, and more we prepare ourselves, and we become a kli kibble, to be able to makabel the yontif, we'll all be zeicher to really makabel the yontif willingly, ritzoinoi, l'snei Hashem. Everyone should be zeicher to a good Shabbos and a good yontif. Thank you.